All right, Manny, you are back for some extra fat joy. There are 10 questions I'm going to ask you. Are you ready?
Ready and go.
All right, first one. If your week, this past week, was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
The Amazing Adventures of a Fat Woman.
Yes, I would read that chapter. I would read that book. Amazing. What is one thing that you own that you really probably should throw out?
My favorite pair of underwear.
Oh, are they like ripped at the seams?
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes. But I put them on and they just, you know, they're comfy.
Right? I have a few of those. And mine are like, I think they're old school Editionelle. And I just can't find the same fit.
It's hard to find anytime you have to change, you know, brand or it goes for bras too. Oh my gosh. It's like, yes, a series of, you know, having to try before. I don't want to let go because I know that's comfortable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. What is the most used app on your phone?
That would be Instagram.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Favorite smell?
Vanilla.
Favorite word?
Amazing. It's always something that I'm always amazed.
Has that become a bit of a signature word for you?
You know, I've never really thought about it until now, until you asked. And I think it has. It's like,
I didn't realize how often I use the word lovely until someone was like, you opened your podcast with Hello Lovelies. And I just like wanted to cry. I'm like, oh, I do you now? I notice it all the time. I use it. I maybe overuse it, but yeah. Yeah. You have like a signature word. Amazing. Yeah. Cool. Do you have a least favorite word?
No.
Mm-hmm.
The word
yep.
No.
Yep. 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 I'm with you on that one.
What do you mean? No. Yes. How about maybe?
I know, it elicits immediate, like, rebellious energy in me. I'm like, pardon me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't tell me I can't do something, because I'm going to show you.
Right? 100%. Yeah. Manny, what scares you?
I guess I have a fear for my children's future. I just, I know that they're going to be okay, but as a mother, you just want to, you know, put them in a bubble. And so the thing that scares me is how my children are gonna live in this new world. Like, for me, it's changed so much. I mean, I come from before computers, so so yeah, I think I'm fearful for my children and hope that I've given them all the tools that they need to move forward. I'm sure they're going to develop their own tools, but.
Yeah, it's so deeply relatable by a lot of people listening. I'm a stepmom and I have that fear because I just think, how is anyone going to survive the next 50 years?
Exactly.
Where are they going to live? Like, I mean, I have very basic, how can we afford grocery? Like, I have very basic questions, right?
When I had kids, I was like, oh, you know, they'll have this little house and then they'll move out and, you know, they'll have their families. Well, that's not what may happen or even could happen. The possibilities are so, it's a different world. So,
well, yeah, we don't even know. Yeah, oh, I'm with you on that fear. Yeah. What would you tell your younger self?
Stop worrying about what everyone else thinks. Just be kind to yourself. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Aww.
Right? Yeah. Inner child. Oh, I know. What's one of your big dreams?
I want to travel more.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to go to Bali.
Oh, Bali. Yes.
Or like Bora Bora or, you know, those kinds of. Like, is that Polynesian?
I think so. Yeah.
I'd like to. I've done lots of travel. My husband and I used to be big travelers before we had kids. he's a big road tripper, and so we do lots of road trips. But yeah, I want to do more travel.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, I hope you get to Bali soon. Last question is, if you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway, tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
You are enough. You matter. Just find the joy.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You are enough. You matter. Find the joy. All right, new tattoo. There we go.
It's funny because I get a tattoo every time I turn every 10 years. So I got my first one at 40. I got another one at 50, and I'm coming up to my 60th.
Ooh, do you know what you're getting?
Yeah, I have. I actually designed one of my favorite flowers is a tulip, and they don't last very long, right? So when they're beautiful and they just like spread out and take up space, because you get them and they're all closed, and they spread out and take up space, and even when they're just about, yes, even after they've they're done and their leaves are starting to, or their petals are starting to fall off, they're still so beautiful. So that's what I'm getting. And I'm going to get it on my forearm so I can look at it all the time.
Oh, I love it. Yes, yes, yes. I also got a big tattoo when I turned 40. It's on my leg and it has like 5 or 6 different flowers that all have different meaning, and it kind of curls onto the top of my foot. I love, and now I'm like ready for the next one. And I've been, and again, you want like the symbolism, right? Like, I love how you described like the meaning behind the tulip. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
The flat, or the one on my leg that I got at 40 was, it was when I started running. I've done 7 half marathons. I was like, yeah, I know fat people can be healthy, you guys, and work out and run.
Yes.
And so when I started running, I put this monarch, because a monarch symbolized to me a metamorphosis and a change. And it's on my calf. And so when I ran, it actually looked like it was fluttering.
That's so cool. Oh, that's a beautiful placement. Is your tulip going to be black or white or color? We decided.
Actually, all my tattoos right now are black and white. Like the one I have on my shoulder is 50s, flourish at 50, which did in fact happen. And sensational 60s is what my next one's going to be. But it's going to have a little bit of color. It's going to have pink and orange.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, well, I know you're going to, hopefully, I think you probably will post, so we will see and enjoy with you. That's amazing. Thanks for doing the 10 questions, Manny.
Oh, my pleasure. It was so much fun.